This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
All right, Dell's going to call Jake Ryan right now. We will hear from the guy who went into the pit of misery in Philadelphia. Or I don't even know what that would be considered. Young guy, right? And he's like, I don't care. Let's go. I'll bet you he pitched that to Channel 2. I bet he, as a sports fan, I bet he said, you know what? Philly's going to be lit, win or lose. I need to go there. I bet he pitched it. I bet he's one. Are you sure? He goes, yeah.
I don't think you can send someone.
It's illegal to send somebody in there unless they consent.
Into a riot.
Yeah, you gotta sign off on a consent form on something like that.
Right. And Jake Reiner with unbelievable reports last night in the middle of a riot. And he's joining us right now here on ESPN 97.5. Jake, welcome in. How are you? Still alive?
I'm still alive and well. This is probably the best part of my journalistic career that I will have ever had. Last night was insane.
All right, so I got to know. I just told John, my guess is, I saw your bio. You are a Lakers fan. You're a Dodgers fan. You're clearly, you know, a sports. You're a guy who handles sports, and you know, so you know about Philadelphia. You're not going into this blind. You know what Philly's about. My guess was, and you tell me if I'm right, that you went to them and you said, look, Philly's going to be lit win or lose. Send me to Philly, not to Minneapolis. We got everyone on the ground in Minneapolis. Send me to Philly, and I promise you will get something win or lose that is worthy of being on the air. Because and like we talked about, you can't just send a Jake Reiner in. That's illegal for them to just send you there without you signing some type of consent form.
As much as I'd like to take credit for that, I have to give the credit to KPRC for sending me there. I feel like they knew that was going to happen. Win or lose, they wanted me to be there if the city went up in flames they still damaged a lot of stuff, but it wasn't as horrible as it might have been had they lost.
Yeah,
but to your point, I went to college at Syracuse, and I'm a huge Dodgers fan. And back in that time, the Phillies and Dodgers were doing battle in the playoffs, and the Phillies knocked out the Dodgers 2 years in a row in 08 and 09. And very, very devastating for me. And most of my friends who went to Syracuse were Phillies fans, and I always thought that they were the worst fan base ever. They were just loud, in your face. They were bragging to you about how great their team was, even though the Phillies had sucked for years. And I never understood that. And it's the same thing in Philadelphia. But I felt like because they had not won a Super Bowl ever, that this was deserving for them. This was totally deserving. And for me, I don't want to date myself here, but I've never actually seen the Dodgers win a World Series. So I know how that would feel like if the Dodgers actually had beaten the Astros this year. I know what that would have felt like, and I probably would have acted similarly to how they did last night.
Jake Reiner, Channel 2, with us here on ESPN 97.5. He was in the middle of it. Lance tweeted it out. You got to see. At any point, Jake, did you fear for your life?
I did, honestly.
Yes. Dude, I was on that field before, and I feared.
Each time my photographer, Cesar Martinez, put the camera up or the light on, or I looked like I was ready to go, it was like moths to a flame. They just all knew that what was going on. They didn't care what station we were from. They didn't know that we were from Houston. They just saw me in a blue jacket with an NBC logo on my chest, and they were ready to go. And the first, Lance, I think the first tweet you sent out was the first one after they had won, and that was I couldn't get a word in. They mobbed me. There was a guy that went across the frame, I think, and like, you know, poured some vodka down his throat. I mean, it was insane. And then I don't know if you sent it to them, Lance. Someone did, but Barstool.
No, they just ripped it. Yeah, they just ripped it from my tweet.
That was awesome. I was like, oh my God, I made Barstool. Like, that's never happened to me before.
Well, you know, there's that one. Well, look, I put two of them out. I put the one, and you can also find it on our Facebook page at ESPN 97.5. But I put the one out there when you first, let's go out to Jake early in the broadcast. Let's go to our own Jake Reiner. Hey, guys, just want to say, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, and then we hear Jesus. And then it's just, yes. Back to you guys. And it's just, they had a cutaway. They cut away from a shot, and everyone, I tweeted that out, and everyone's like, oh, my God, is Jake okay? They go back to you, and you're like, okay, guys, the IFB came out. It always happens. But anyway, you can see these fans. You know, if you never won, this is as appropriate as it gets when it comes to celebrating. You probably didn't realize this. One guy had his dentures out and was holding it up to the camera going, ah!
Yes, I did see that. And it's funny because you mentioned the cutaways in the first live shot. I didn't know that they had done that. I thought I was still on camera for the whole thing because I thought it was active enough just to keep it on me. But what you didn't see was that I got mobbed and lost in the crowd, mm-hmm. and I had to fight my way out of it to get to the camera again, like pushing people out of the way. And then when it came back to me, that is when I reappeared in front of the camera. And my photographer told me, he said, look, if it gets nuts, you know they're going to start dropping F-bombs, and we heard... You know,
Tom
everything
Brady.
Under the sun last night.
Did you hear?
You know
did you know?
You know they're going to go nuts. Just toss it back, you know, whenever it gets too crazy.
Did you know that a guy said Tom Brady has a limp?
Bleep.
Yes, I did. Yeah. That's why you hear me go, okay, you know.
Here, Jake, we've got it right here. Here was your reporting. If you guys haven't heard it, by the way, you got to go to Jake. You can follow Jake at Jake KPRC2 because he's got some videos in here that you haven't seen yet from last night. So, you know, from their camera crew. So you might want to check that one out. Here's Jake yesterday, the second video I captured, where they took a little shot at Tom Brady at the very end.
Guys, I don't know what happened to my IFB, but it counts out every time. Every single street you go on, it's like this. It's insane. The streets are blocked off. Honestly, if you've never won a Super Bowl in your life, and you just won one, this is how you react. This is as appropriate as it gets. The one thing we learned in our time in Philadelphia is that they all...
He's got a limp.
Okay, okay.
And he goes, all right, guys, back to you.
Yeah. I couldn't confirm what that fan yelled. I don't have sources on that, but everyone seemed to have been saying it last night.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to think it was Tom Brady. And I'm looking at, he's got video posts of him. Like, I'm looking at you cover, like everyone else, you covered the hurricane, which was horrific. Yes. You covered a pretty good ice storm that we had here. But you felt more threatened in Philly than necessarily by the 50 inches of rain we had
here.
Yes,
because in this type of flood, there were actual people with alcohol in their system, and right. It was as unpredictable as it could ever get.
So before you go, did you see, we've got reports, and the scanner, police scanner is amazing, just reading it, what was going on, the Christmas tree on fire, people falling on their head off a light post, the Ritz-Carlton awning collapsing with about 20 people on it. What was the worst thing you saw personally last night?
Well, we did a live shot this morning at the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, it looks like a rundown, abandoned hotel. That's what it looks like from the outside.
The Ritz-Carlton.
It looks terrible. And a bunch of network crews were out there doing live shots there. But, you know, when they said that they were going to grease the lampposts, the light posts with hydraulic fluid to keep people from climbing up, you just know that when hearing that, Eagles fans are going, oh, you're going to grease the light poles? We'll watch this. And as soon as we went onto Broad Street, people were on top of the street signs, hanging from them. You know, marijuana was in the air. I mean, it was just insane. It was crazy, and fireworks were going off. Traffic was stopped in the street. People would stop their cars, get out on top of their cars, start, you know, doing an impromptu dance party. You name it. We saw it last night. It was crazy.
You know, we had.
Did you see any trust falls?
I saw that in the video, and I also saw that no one below wanted to catch that guy.
No,
I think he fell right to the pavement.
What an idiot.
I mean,
I gotta trust a bunch of drunk Philly people that I don't know to catch
me. You can't trust Philadelphia, but Jake was also here for the Astros World Series Championship. You know, we celebrate differently than there's less burning, there's less eating of horse poo.
Yes.
That also happened. I don't know if you've seen that, Jake, but just
on his hands and knees eating horse poo.
Oh my God! Yes, my colleague, my photographer showed me that. I was like, nope, can't stop it, can't do it.
Don't want to see that anymore.
Just ridiculous.
Jake Reiner, great job! Congratulations on living after last night. That's great stuff to still be breathing, Jake. Congratulations.
Thank you, and to all of Houston, I'm alive and well. Don't worry about me anymore. I'm coming home.
All right, good stuff, Jake Reiner, Channel 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. He was in the middle of it last night. And you go to Lance's. I've retweeted it. Go to ESPN 97.5. Yeah. We got all of it up there. ESPN 97.
How in the world do you survive? Like, I think he was telling the truth. He was afraid.
Yeah.
No. To be, right?
Dude, I was on the field at Philadelphia, literally afraid. Two stadiums, and it was, I wasn't in the middle of a riot. It was during a football game, and I was like, oh my God, someone could possibly stab me from the stands. I'm not even joking. And to be in the middle of what he was in last night is unbelievable.